Based on your own clinical experience as well as clinical research literature, what do you think the sort of qualitative and quantitative differences are in the side effects of these two agents in the schedules and doses that they're being given right now?
Sure, between sunitinib and sorafenib? Mm-hmm. Well, I think sunitinib produces more fatigue and produces more problems with blood counts and more problems with diarrhea, and has also been shown to produce hypothyroidism and, in a small number of patients, cardiac effects, including decreases in ejection fraction. Sorafenib is more likely to produce rash, hand-foot syndrome, and I think less likely to produce fatigue, although I think there's been no direct formal comparison between the two drugs to know how exactly they compare from a toxicity standpoint. And the adjuvant trial, which involves sorafenib, sunitinib, and a placebo, will be a good opportunity, if nothing else, to see the difference in toxicity of those two agents in patients who don't have disease-related symptoms.
Yeah, that's going to be fascinating. In terms of sort of overall quality of life, in terms of fraction of patients where you have a significant problem with questions and whether you should continue it or switch or whatever, can you compare the two drugs in terms of how often you run into problems?
I think that it's really hard to make that comparison. I think in both drugs, the toxicities may be a little bit more than were seen in the actual clinical trials, because probably better patients have gone on those trials than we typically see in practice. I think there are some patients who can't tolerate sorafenib who can tolerate sunitinib, and vice versa. Sunitinib, sorafenib. And so what we're seeing, and I'm not sure that this is necessarily good, is that physicians in practice may start with one drug, and if the patients aren't tolerating it, they may switch to another drug. And if they don't tolerate that, they may stop altogether or switch to a third drug. We don't know whether that's beneficial. We don't know whether you need to take a break before you switch between those drugs.